This is recording number one. It's the editor's editorial remarks and issues. I am Walter Eldon. I am the founding and updating editor of this IEEE Ethics History Repository. I am a life senior member of IEEE and the Society on the Social Implications of Technology, SSIT, and a member of IEEE since a student at the University of Florida in 1957. I founded the IEEE Concerned Ethics Volunteers, the CEV, in 2017, a Blue Ribbon Ethics Advisory Group, which has worked unsuccessfully to yet get advice on ethics and ethical support restored to the IEEE members. In this introduction, I will provide an outline and a summary of the materials to be presented. Most will be previously written articles, proposals, findings, and recommendations for improving providing ethics advice and ethical support to IEEE members. I also offer my findings, concerns, issues, and recommendations for improving communications from IEEE management to the members. I wish to highlight, though, the fact that in working on this updating, I have requested at the highest levels of IEEE management and the executive staff assistance in gaining access to the important documents needed to establish the actual approved history developed by various committees and the board. Unfortunately, that has been unsuccessful because I have received practically nothing from the staff or the committees. Thank you. Let's begin. Where do things stand today, and how did we get there? IEEE is the world's largest professional society. Let's begin by referring to IEEE's members, who provide engineering services to those who hire them, as the employee professionals they are, rather than as just ordinary employee workers. We have an Ethics and Member Conduct Committee, the EMCC, which operates under 42-year-old established governance policies. But while it is authorized to provide member discipline, ethics, advice, and ethical support, services to its members for the past 22 years has only provided the single service of discipline under an unidentified governance authority. With various IEEE boards providing succeeding committees to look into these matters since 2016, none has put before any of these five boards solutions to resolve these two denial of important services to the members. However, new insights and legal arguments have recently been expressed which appear to be capable of correcting this situation finally, such that ethics advice and ethical support could be restored easily to the members. One impediment to this over the years, 2015-2020, has been an invisible arm over the IEEE operations, which has worked to prevent appointed volunteer committee chairs and executive support staffs from advancing these correcting steps, keeping all that the committees and board's actions have taken to remain in secret, thus preventing the IEEE members from learning what their elected representatives ever decided and approved. There are several changes and improvements that are recommended for making the current Ethics and Member Conduct Committee more responsive and accountable to the members. Two such improvements are, one, to decentralize the single member conduct committee out of the Ethics and Member Conduct Committee, which is a single entity, out into the IEEE regions. Doing this will make the various decentralized member conduct committees more responsive to their local norms, laws, and customs, rather than try to have it interpreted by one single entity residing in New York. However, the Ethics Committee itself is recommended to be retained as a single entity overseeing all of the regions. Now, two, to further establish the Society on Social Implications of Subversion, one overriding issue needing attention is to solve the lack of communications from the board and its committees out to the members by enabling the Spectrum and Institute publication staffs to attend board and committee meetings and to report regularly on board, executive committee, and committee work and actions to the members. One benefit will be to get the members more aware of issues being decided and to raise the participation in annual elections above the poor 2019 figure 13.95%. In the event most of these improvements do not get board and committee backing, then the IEEE membership may choose to amend the IEEE Constitution themselves, like was done in 1972-73, when professional activities were added for the first time since the original AIEE was founded in 1884 and the first code of ethics later enacted by AIEE in 1912. The current IEEE Code of Ethics, which IEEE has today, contains a very high-level set of statements. What now is needed are more specific implementation guidelines tailored to the vast number of different technical specialties IEEE's societies specialize in. Therefore, it is recommended for each society under the TAB Technical Activities Board be the ones which develop their own needed technical guidelines documents. Current examples are what the Computer Society and the Global Artificial Intelligence Design Initiative have done on their own. Now, there are two new additional activities needed to facilitate increasing the effectiveness of the current Ethics and Member Conduct Committee function. One, to designate there being an EMCC watchdog to oversee its operations and for making recommendations to the board for advancing it. To me, the Society on Social Implications of Technology, the SSIT, is the most logical one to take on that function. Two, either restore an ethics hotline function or establish a combined ombudsman whistleblower advisory function, which members may have access to as ethical dilemmas arise in their respective practices. Providing good informed ethics guidance should reduce the number of formal requests for advice and or ethical support made to the EMCC in the future. I will develop and add more suggestions under this editorial comment section as work progresses on updating. Thank you.